Welcome along, everyone, to the Audit and Risk Improvement Committee meeting today. Opened at 3:33. Beautiful. Attendance, apologies. I guess. All good. Recorded. No apologies, thank you. Item 3, confirmation of the minutes of the previous meeting. It's a confirmation of the minutes of the previous Audit, Risk and Improvement Committee meeting held on Wednesday, 11th of March, as being a true and correct record of the proceedings. Yeah. Councillor Clazett? Yeah. Councillor Sewell?
All in
favour? All in favour? Thank you. Okay. Item 4, staff reports. Item 4.1, compliance audit return 2025. Offers recommendation that the Audit, Risk and Improvement Committee recommend to Council that they adopt the compliance audit return for 2025 calendar year, and request the Chief Executive Officer to submit return to the local government inspector no later than the 30th of September 2026. Get a mover and a seconder for that motion. Councillor Stevenson, seconded Councillor Classic. All in favour? Move. Cool. Governance, council policy reviews. Do I need to read the entire?
You can just say as read in the recommendation. Yeah.
Yep. Okay, so I guess everyone's had a chance to hopefully read through that officer recommendation. I guess any questions or queries in relation to it? Okay. Get a mover and a seconder. Councillor Sewell, Councillor Classic. All in favour? Beautiful. Carried. Point 3, audit findings for the 25-26 financial year. The Office of Recommendation is that the Audit, Risk and Improvement Committee acknowledge receipt of the 2025-26 Interim Audit Report Management Letter and findings, prefer to the attached 4.3.1 and 4.3.2 as provided by Pitcher Partners, and accepts that the management responses provided for the matters outlined. Any questions in relation to it?
I would only ask if there was any comments from Sam or Mel.
Through the chair, nothing really to add other than the management comment at the bottom of page 120. I suppose the asset management plans are still in a draft format internally, but they are progressing and hopefully can get to council, pardon me, over the coming months, and we can sort of tick this one off, and that will tie nicely with our long-term financial plan sort of at the same time. So yeah, they're not too far away. Look, they have been probably a bit more delayed than I would have liked to, because we decided to not utilise a consultant and save money. We did have some consultancy budget allocated to assist with those, but yeah, I guess in the interest of trying to preserve ratepayer funds, decided to not engage any consultants, so that's why they're probably a little bit behind schedule. Yeah.
Beautiful. Okay. Just need a move and accept second of that motion. Councillor Sewell, Councillor Stevenson. Thank you. Carried. Four point four, draft 2025-2026 annual financial report. Same thing. Is any questions before we? I'll just read that.
Yeah. Too many pages.
Too many pages. That the Audit and Risk Improvement Committee received the draft 2025-2026 annual financial report and request the initial sign-off by the Chief Executive Officer, noting there is potential for change during the audit of the financial statements during the financial audit. Any questions in relation to the... What's been? Just mover, seconder, Councillor Sewell, Councillor Classic. In favour? Carried. Four point five, consolidated audit status report. That the Audit, Risk and Improvement Committee receives the consolidated audit status report as of the 26th of August 2026. Mover and seconder? Councillor Sewell, Councillor Stevenson. All in favour? Carried. Four point six, Council policy reviews. That the Audit and Risk Committee recommend to Council to amend the following Council policies: 4.8, purchasing, and 4.10, regional purchasing.
I just seek some comment regarding, obviously, the amounts have increased with regard to the steps between where each figure lies, I guess, between the and if you've got any comments regarding that.
Thank you, through the chair. That was proposed to be increased mainly to keep it efficient and effective with the increasing costs of everything. There's that sort of bracket where it's reasonable to be able to get not need three quotes or, you know, more quotes for smaller purchases, where some suppliers aren't really interested in doing quotes up or providing quotes. So it's quite the aim is to be more efficient and the purchasing thresholds reasonable for what the value is.
Yeah, because there's so many pages, I can't quite find it. But, one of them is, there was a significant jump, I think it was from $5,000 to $10,000. What's that for? Direct purchase from the open market. So that's, and the one following it, which was went from $20,000 to $50,000. Obviously, that's a fair increase. It's not really CPI, we're talking about. This is just practical, the practicalities of running the organisation, not having to jump through too many hoops. That's the feeling of it.
Yeah, that's correct.
Yeah, especially in a regional context when you may only have one or two suppliers to begin with. You know, we want to get tangible results on the ground, so it's not about sort of finding loopholes. We still got to follow the other purchasing requirements, and it's all privy to the audit process, etc. So it's just really about being more efficient in procurement and trying to make things happen a bit quicker and using the preferred supplier panel. They've already been sort of tried and tested by WALGA under a lot of sort of scrutiny and whatnot. So they're always very safe bets anyway. So a lot of the time for the bigger purchases, we're utilising the preferred supplier panel, I suppose, anyway. So there's already been an additional level of, I guess, added security applied to those purchases. But you look locally, we don't even have a plumber locally. So, you know, there's the closest one, there's one in Gemelling, one in Northam. Like, you can get a quote from each of them, for example, but it's impractical otherwise to try and get other quotes because of travel, etc.
So I just need a mover and a seconder for that. Councillor Clazic, seconder. Councillor Sewell, all in favour. Gary. There's no further business, then we'll close the meeting. Closed at 3:44. Thank you for your attendance.
Well, as long
six pages by